Hey everybody, thanks for coming back for our third installment in our vlog series covering export controlled rules. Now the rules we're talking about are under ITAR and EAR, and they restrict the export of controlled items without prior approval or license. And we mentioned in our last vlog that we're going to frame our discussions of ITAR and EAR around these four key areas: restrictions, exports, controlled items, and prior approval or licenses. Now we started first with ITAR, and in our last vlog, we talked about controlled items under ITAR. Now when it comes to compliance, contractors will often focus on the threshold question of export. And the analysis will sometimes go something like this: my company is not going to be exporting, so I don't have to worry about these rules. Now that's actually not a bad place to start, because if there's no chance that a company is going to be exporting anything, it may not be too difficult to at least make a preliminary assessment of its risks. But that's not to say that a company shouldn't still try to assess whether it will be creating, handling, or have access to controlled items. Because even if a company itself is not exporting anything, if a company is going to have access to controlled items, it should have safeguards in place that minimize unauthorized exports by others, like employees or teaming members. But understanding what an export is will go a long way in helping a company understand its exposure to liability and penalties under ITAR. So today, we're going to talk about four things that contractors should know about exports under ITAR. So one thing the contractor should know is that an export can include transferring technical data to or performing a defense service for a foreign person in the U.S. Now, the definition of an export under ITAR covers six categories of transfers, and one category includes transfers that we typically associate with the term export, namely shipments or transmissions outside the U.S. Another category includes transferring satellite, aircraft, or vessels to a foreign person. Now, two of the categories that we'll touch on now involve transfers that occur within the U.S. Now, one of these categories under ITAR's definition of export is releasing or otherwise transferring technical data to a foreign person in the U.S. Now, ITAR calls these releases or transfers to foreign persons in the U.S. deemed exports, because anyone who does this in the U.S. is deemed to have engaged in an export. Now, we saw in our last vlog that ITAR defines defense service to include the furnishing of controlled technical data to a foreign person, whether in the U.S. or abroad. A second category under ITAR's definition of export covers defense services more broadly. It includes performing a defense service on behalf of or for the benefit of a foreign person, whether in the U.S. or abroad. This category is also somewhat redundant with the definition of defense service, which already includes providing assistance to a foreign person, whether in the U.S. or abroad, in things like designing, developing, repairing, or manufacturing a defense article. Now, these redundancies, these overlapping definitions of export and defense services, really serve to emphasize that just because a company is engaging with a foreign person in the U.S. does not mean that the activity is not controlled under ITAR. The second thing the contractor should know is that deemed exports are considered exports to a foreign person's country of citizenship or residency. So we said that releasing technical data to a foreign person in the U.S. is deemed an export. Well, ITAR goes one step further. It says that the release is deemed to be an export to all of the countries in which the foreign person holds citizenship or holds permanent residency. Now, this is important because, as we'll discuss in upcoming vlogs, the level of control under ITAR, in other words, the extent of the restriction or licensing requirement, will depend on the country that the defense article or defense service is being exported to. So, for example, transfers to foreign persons from North Korea or Iran will be deemed exports to those countries. And as you may already know, exports to Iran and North Korea are subject to strict prohibitions. The third thing that contractors should know is that deemed exports can occur by oral, written, or visual disclosures. So we just said that deemed exports occur when there was a release or otherwise a transfer of technical data to a foreign person in the U.S. Well, first let's talk about releases. ITAR explains what the term release means when it comes to technical data. Under ITAR, a release means visual or other inspection of a defense article by a foreign person that reveals technical data. So for example, if instead of showing plans or diagrams, someone gives a foreign person a good look at a prototype or at a sample of hardware, that may be considered a release of technical data. Under ITAR, a release also means an oral or written exchange of technical data with a foreign person in the US or abroad. So phone conversations, regardless of where the callers are located, that reveal technical data can be releases. Now, besides releases, deemed exports occur when there is otherwise a transfer of technical data. While the term transfer is not explicitly defined in ITAR, the plain meaning of the term transfer broadly covers transmissions of all kinds. And this catch-all seems intended to cover any other means of transmitting technical data to a foreign person in the U.S. And that can include tangible physical transfers or electronic transfers. The fourth thing that contractors should know is that transfers or releases to dual citizens in the U.S. are not exports. Now, ITAR's rules center on transfers and releases to foreign persons. So what about people who are dual citizens? Are they foreign persons? Well, under ITAR, the term foreign person is defined in the negative. In other words, rather than saying a foreign person is a person born in a foreign country or a person who holds foreign citizenship, the term is defined as anyone who is not a permanent lawful U.S. resident, a U.S. citizen, an alien granted temporary or permanent residence, an admitted refugee, or someone granted asylum. So if a person is a U.S. citizen, regardless of whether he or she is also a citizen of another country, by definition that person is excluded from the scope of who is a foreign person under ITAR. And therefore, transfers to dual citizens in the U.S. will not fall within any of the categories under ITAR's definition of export. So to sum up, the four things that contractors should know about exports under ITAR are 1. An export can include transferring technical data to, or performing a defense service for, a foreign person in the U.S. Number 2. Deemed exports are considered exports to a foreign person's country of citizenship or residency. Number 3. Deemed exports can occur by oral, written, or visual disclosures. And number 4, transfers or releases to dual citizens in the U.S. are not exports. Well, that's all for today's vlog. We hope you come back for our next installment in our export control series. And thanks again for joining us in this episode of the GovCon video blog.